Terraform MCP Server, GA, the apply gate your auditor will ask about. There is one environment variable in the Terraform MCP server that decides whether an AI agent reads your infrastructure or destroys it. And on June 11, 2026, it went generally available with the default set to false. The flag is enable TEF operations, and the day a team flips it to true is the day an autonomous agent can run apply against a production workspace. I tested the GA release against real IAC workflows, and the code the agent generated was never the problem. This is a pattern, not a HashiCorp problem. Over 20 years, I have watched the same gap open every time a faster tool meets a change control process. The tool that writes the configuration is never the liability. The missing line in the audit record is, I saw it when Terraform itself replaced hand-built infrastructure, and the question now is identical. Only the author is an agent instead of a junior engineer. I traced the same agent error audit gap in agent sprawl. The Terraform MCP server is where that gap meets production ISC. The apply gate is the part the release notes do not dwell on, and it is the part your auditor will. What the agentic apply default looks like. In its default posture, the server is safe, destructive operations are disabled, the transport stays local, and the agent connects read-only. In this mode, the agent searches your private registry, surfaces approved modules, and explains a plan file in natural language. Credentials never reach the model. Token scoping holds. This is a defensible default, and HashiCorp deserves credit for shipping it that way. Then the gate opens. That one line unlocks the create.run tool, which can issue a plan and apply run. Plan, then apply on approval. The server can now change state. The question stops being technical. It becomes governance. Who approves the apply? And is that approval written down in a form your compliance team can read in 6 months? I pointed agentic generation at a module provisioning an S3 bucket and an IAM role. The output was clean and compliant with the registry patterns. What was missing was a single record answering one question, which named human decided this agent could run apply against this workspace. Across banking, telecom, and cloud-native environments, I have audited agent-written and handwritten Terraform the same way, and the failure mode does not change with the decade or the tool. The gap is always the missing approver. Why this keeps happening? HashiCorp's own GA announcement names the clients that can drive the server: GitHub Copilot, Claude Desktop, and IBM Bob. IBM Bob reached general availability in April 2026 as IBM's Enterprise Agentic Development Partner, which means there is now an official, supported path for an autonomous agent to write the Terraform that provisions production. Jay turned that interface from experiment to supported product. The audit gap recurs for a structural reason. Vendors secure the boundary they own. Authentication, authorization, transport, secret exposure. HashiCorp did exactly that and did it well. The audit trail for human intent sits one layer above the boundary, inside your change control process, and no MCP server can ship it for you because it depends on your org chart, your policy sets, and your definition of who is allowed to accept risk. Risk and blast radius, direct exposure, an autonomous plan and apply against a production workspace, authorized by a flipped environment variable rather than a named human, is the precise event a SOC2 change management control exists to prevent. In a regulated environment, an apply with no attributable approver is an audit finding waiting to be written. Under frameworks that require demonstrable separation of duties, the agent did it is not an answer an auditor accepts. Systemic exposure, the server connects to your private registry and your workspaces, and with operations enabled, it can run against any workspace the scoped token reaches. A token scoped too broadly turns one convenience flag into organization-wide apply capability. The blast radius is the set of workspaces the token can see, multiplied by every team that flips the flag without recording why. Options compared. Three deployment postures, the trade-off each carries, and the fit. Read-only is the right call for almost everyone right now. Operations behind a Sentinel gate is the destination once the record exists. Operations with no gate is the one I would not deploy. Framework: wrapping the apply gate before production. 3 layers, 1 deploy cycle each. This is the control protocol that goes around the Terraform MCP server before agentic apply touches production. The layers run in order: inventory, then policy, then continuous verification. Layer 1, inventory, and read-only baseline. Week 1. Map every connection the server can make, pin the toolset explicitly, and keep the flag false. Scope the token to the minimum workspaces. On HTTP deployments, pin the organization allow list to the smallest set of orgs. The deliverable is a written record of exactly what the agent can see before it can change anything. Owner, platform engineer. Layer 2, policy gate via Sentinel. Week 2. Use HashiCorp's own primitive. Attach a Sentinel policy set to any workspace an agent may eventually apply against, using the policy set tooling that shipped with the server. No policy set attached means no agentic apply against that workspace. Review of agent-generated plans moves from a human eyeball guess to a Sentinel decision. Owner, security or platform lead. Layer 3, continuous verification. Week 3 onward. Now the gate can open, because the record will exist. 2 signals, 2 sources. The attributable record of who triggered and approved each run lives in your HCP Terraform or Terraform Enterprise audit trail, not in the MCP server. Route those audit events into your pipeline so every run carries a name and a timestamp. The MCP server adds the second signal, tool usage telemetry. With metrics enabled, it emits open telemetry counters for call volume, errors, and latency that tell you how often the agent invokes a run and where it fails. Wire that into the same observability stack. Together, they are the record the GA did not ship for you. The flag flips to true only for workspaces that have layers 1 and 2 in place. The flag is a governance decision with a name attached, not a developer toggle. Owner, SRE, with sign-off from compliance. Trade-offs, what this costs. 1 deploy cycle of friction before any team gets autonomous apply, plus the discipline of attaching a policy set to every agent-reachable workspace. Teams without policy as code feel this most, because Layer 2 forces a capability they were postponing. What ignoring it costs? A single audit cycle. The day an auditor asks who authorized the agent that provisioned a workspace, the cost of the skipped framework is the difference between pointing to a time-stamped attributed audit trail and pointing to a flipped environment variable with no name behind it. The first is a 5-minute answer. The second is a finding. The closing argument: I would adopt the Terraform MCP server in read-only mode on every team today. The read-only workflow earns its keep, and the boundary security is properly built. I would hold on enabling operations until the 3 layers exist, because the audit trail for autonomous apply is yours to build, and the GA did not build it for you. The cost of adopting naively is not a breach. It is the day someone asks who signed off. And the honest answer is a config flag. Deploy it read-only this week, attach 1 Sentinel policy set, and leave the apply gate closed until the record can answer for it. Sources: HashiCorp Terraform MCP server is now generally available, June 11, 2026. HashiCorp developer, Terraform MCP server reference, create run, run types, enable, TF, operations. Accessed June 2026, HashiCorp Terraform MCP server updates, stacks support, new tools and tips, policy set tooling. 2026, InfoQ HashiCorp introduces MCP servers for Terraform and Vault. August 14, 2025, GitHub, HashiCorp Terraform MCP Server, Toolsets, Organization Allow List, Transports, OTel Metrics, accessed June 2026, IBM Newsroom, introducing IBM Bob, April 28, 2026. Discussion: if you have enabled operations in production, kept the gate closed, or seen this audit pattern in your own change control process, drop a comment below. Counterarguments welcome, and the comment thread is where I respond first. For longer back and forth with senior practitioners, join the discussion on Discord.